From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. There was a conservative revolt on Capitol Hill this evening. Speaker John Boehner had to call off a vote on his Plan B to avert the fiscal cliff on the 1st of January. The House of Representatives abruptly recessed tonight for the Christmas holiday, right after Speaker Boehner admitted he could not find the votes in his Republican majority to pass his plan. Boehner said avoiding the fiscal cliff would now be up to the Senate and the President. NPR congressional correspondent David Wilna has been following developments this evening on Capitol Hill. And David, walk us through just what happened, why this vote didn't even come to a vote on the floor of the House.
Well, this vote was scheduled to take place this evening. And as we drew closer to the time it was to go ahead, there was word that the Republicans instead were meeting behind closed doors. And this was a clear sign that Speaker Boehner did not have enough votes to get that thing passed. And how many votes he was shy of? Well, we know that he needed to pass this bill. He would, if 25 Republicans deserted him on this, there would not be enough votes for it to pass. So I think we can assume that he was probably at least a couple dozen shy.
And as a reminder to listeners, David, Plan B would have allowed taxes to rise on those making $1 million in income or more. Who was against this plan? Who are those holdouts who scotched this whole thing?
Right. It would be on income above a million, not on persons. But
right.
those holding out are sort of the Tea Party-backed members of the House, who many people blame for last year's debt ceiling crisis. They argue that if they had voted for a bill that allows taxes to go up, even on the highest incomes, they may well face primary challenges in 2014 from conservatives who'd hold this vote against them. And there was also some very vocal opposition to Plan B from some prominent conservative groups such as Club for Growth and the Heritage Foundation. So a lot of pressure not to go along with Speaker Boehner coming from the right. It's been a very divisive issue for Republicans.
It's interesting, though, David, because today one of those anti-tax advocates, Grover Norquist, basically gave Republicans his blessing, said you can vote on this and not violate your pledge.
Yes. I mean, Norquist sort of stood alone on that one. He said technically, because these are tax cuts that are expiring, the fact that they are not renewing them is not raising taxes. But a lot of the other anti-tax groups were not buying that at all. And he was sort of left on his own on that one.
David, I'm looking at a graphic of Dow futures, which took a huge tumble minutes after the failure of this Plan B to come for a vote. What are the options that remain to avoid the fiscal cliff?
Well, Speaker Boehner could allow his Republicans to vote their conscience rather than vote as a caucus. And if they went along with Democrats and voted for the bill that the Senate Democrats approved last summer, which allows the tax cuts to go forward and be extended for essentially 98% of taxpayers, then you could probably get enough votes for that to pass. But that has not been his style. He wants the majority of his majority to vote for anything. And it would show that he does not have clout any longer to control his caucus. And it would put his speakership very much in doubt. He's up for a vote on January 3rd for whether he should remain as the Republicans' speaker.
It's interesting, David, too, if you look at polls, I mean, if the fiscal cliff does come to pass, Americans seem to be saying they will hold Republicans responsible for that.
That's right. I think that's another realization that Boehner had about putting this plan forward that, in fact, did ask Republicans to sort of go back on everything they'd said about not raising tax rates for anybody, because he realized that they would pay a big price if taxes go up for everybody in January. And I think he saw this as a step towards getting to some kind of a deal with the White House. It may be very much harder for him to do that now.
Okay. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner. David, thanks.
You're welcome, Melissa.